I say good morning again. We have been studying Genesis chapter 18 and 19.
創世記18、19章.
Can you tell me what the message in these two chapters is for you?
這兩章聖經對你來講的信息是什麼?
Judgment, destruction for the wicked. Also, God will rescue the righteous.
就是審判毀滅惡人, 但神都會去拯救義人。
The crucial question is, how does God feel about all this? This morning, I'd like to ponder this important question with you.
更重要的問題就是,神對於這一切怎麼想的呢? 今早上,我很想跟大家一起去思想這個問題。
Genesis chapter 18 begins with God and two accompanying angels coming to a person called Abraham.
創世記18章一開始的時候就講到, 耶和華神和另外兩位天使來到亞伯拉罕那裡。
And then the same chapter ends with a private conversation between God and Abraham. What an unusual conversation that is.
18節去到尾部的時候是講到關於神和亞伯拉罕一個很私人的對話。 他們這一段對話是非常的不一般。
And do you learn something from the conversation between God and Abraham?
你從這段神和亞伯拉罕的對話之中,你學到什麼?
Chapter 18, starting from verse 23 all the way to 32.
18章的從23節開始就是這一段的對話。
Will you sweep away the righteous people together with the wicked? The reply is no.
你會不會將一些義人和惡人一同毀滅呢?回答就是不會。
Why would God spare the whole cities for the sake of 50 righteous persons?
但是神为了这50个义人就要整个城一命呢?
Remember, with 50 righteous persons, the rest of the cities are all wicked people. Is it fair? Is it the right thing to do for God?
但你不要忘记,在这个城里面只有50个义人,其他那些全部都是恶人。 那公不公道呢?神这样做对不对呢?
And if Abraham could find just 10 good people in the cities, God said, I will not destroy the place. Is that the right thing to do for God? Is it fair?
亚伯拉罕又说,如果只要在城里面找到10个人,神都说我不会毁这个城。神这样做对不对?公不公道?
Why is it God would spare the whole place if there are 20 or even 10 righteous persons in it?
為什麼神不會滅這個城,即使只是找到10個義人,20個義人?
Kindness, God's kindness, but it's one thing to be kind, but it's another thing to be fair. You let the 10 righteous person live, it's good, it's kind, but you allow the rest of the wicked people to live on. Is that fair?
神的仁慈,但仁慈是一樣東西,但是公道呢? 留下那10個義人是對的,是對的, 但是令到整個城的惡人,其他人都不用受罰,對嗎?
God is hopeful that even 10 righteous persons can help the rest to change, or at least to save some of them. So the goal is to rescue as many from destruction as possible.
因為神是很希望這10個義人能夠幫到其他的人悔改,救了這些惡人, 所以目標就是能夠救到多少就多少。
Sadly, Abraham could not name even 10 righteous persons in these places.
但很可惜,後來我們看到亞伯拉罕說的10個義人,連10個都沒有。
And then, when we come to Genesis chapter 19, we see the two destroying angels of God being sent to Sodom and Gomorrah to execute judgment.
19章,我們就開始看到那兩個負責滅城的天使就去到執行這個任務。
In chapter 19 and verse 12, we read the words of the angels to Lot.
在19章的12節,我們就看到天使和羅德的對話。
Starting from verse 12 to 14.
我們從12節看到14節。
And the men, that is the two angels, said to Lot, Who else have you here? Do you have a son-in-law? Do you have some sons? Do you have daughters? And whomever you have in the city, bring them out of this place, for we are about to destroy this place because their outcry has become so great before Yahweh that Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were married to his daughters, and said, "Get up, get out of this place, for Yahweh will destroy the city." But Lot appeared to his sons-in-law to be jesting. God is hopeful that through Lot, some members of his family may be changed and be rescued.
透過羅德，係希望其他親人啊、朋友咧係可以得救。
So who else do you have? Are you married? Do you have a husband? Do you have a wife? Are your father and mother still alive? Have you some children?
你身邊仲有啲咩人啊？你結咗婚未？你有丈夫嘛？你結咗婚未？你有妻子嘛？你嘅父母還在嘛？你有兒女嘛
？Colleagues, do you have friends? Good friends? Do you have neighbors?
你有同事嘛？朋友呢？朋友嘛？鄰居呢
？Do you have people who you're very concerned about? Angels of God are asking you, who do you have?
有冇一啲人喺你心中你係好關天使？神嘅天使又正要問緊你，你還有什麼人
？Before God's destruction strikes, bring them all out with you.
喺神未滅城之前，呢個毀滅未進行。之前你救佢哋啦。
Be separate from the wicked。
要将佢哋从恶人之中分别出嚟。
In verse 14, we know the two sons-in-law thought Lot was joking。
喺十四节咧，我哋知道罗德嘅两个女婿咧，就以为罗德喺度讲笑。
Do you believe there will be a judgment day from God？
你相唔相信真系有？从神而来的这个审判。
In verse 15 and verse 16, we read the angels rescued a total of how many persons in the end?
从十五十六节，我哋睇到天使最后救咗几多个人
？Four.
Four. Yes. Lot.
四个人。
His wife, two daughters, the sons-in-law do not believe the warning.
离开屋企嘅只有罗德，罗德嘅妻同埋两个女，两个女婿咧系唔理嘅。
And in verse 17, we read the angel forbid the group of four to look behind them when destruction strikes.
而十七节我哋就知道，天使咧系警告呢四个人咧，神毁灭呢个城嘅时候，你哋千万唔可以回头看。
Although in verse 26, we read that Lot's wife, while running to safety, turned around and looked.
廿六節咧就知道羅德嘅妻子咧喺度逃命嘅時候，佢的確回頭看。
In verse 23 to 25, we read that brimstone and fire rains down from the sky and destroy everything in those cities.
廿三至廿五節就話俾我哋知，有硫磺與火從天上亞維那裏降下來，就毀滅咗全城。
I've got a second question for you this morning. Why does God, through the angels, forbid the four persons to look behind them?
今朝早上，我想問你哋第二個問題：點解兩位天使警告咗四個人咧，唔准向後望咧
？Well, various people come with different answers.
咁或者咧，大家有唔同嘅答案。
What is so wrong about turning around to look?
咁回頭望究竟有咩問題，有咩錯咧
？What do you think?
你認為咧？留恋
because they are not supposed to be thinking about the things in the world while they are running for their lives, right?
即系话咧，喺逃走嘅时候咧，佢哋系唔应该再去依恋呢个世界。
Any different answer?
还有冇其他嘅答案
？Judgment would be so great, so severe beyond anybody's imagination. If you run, that is the only way for you to be saved. Don't look back.That judgment, that destruction, it's just too much for anybody to endure. I wonder if that's the heart of God.
Due to the unspeakable severity of destruction, just run for your life. It's so severe, anyone who turns around and look may not be able to endure it. Is that the point? Maybe God doesn't even want us to see others being destroyed at all. That's your second point.Okay, let's turn to the New Testament scripture, Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 54 to 56. From verse 51, we read,
请翻去路加福音第九章，新约圣经路加福音第九章。
Jesus is walking on the way in the direction of Jerusalem, and he passed through the villages of the Samaritans.And the Samaritans in that place do not receive Jesus and the company.
五十一節，耶穌咧正係要上耶路撒冷，經過撒瑪利亞一個地方。喺嗰個地方嘅撒瑪利亞人咧，並不接待耶穌同佢同行嘅人。
And starting from verse 54, we read the words of two disciples.
咁五十四節咧，我哋就睇到兩個門徒嘅説話啦。
Gospel of Luke chapter 9:54-56.
路加福音九章五十四節。
And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and destroy these people?" But Jesus turned and rebuked the disciples and said, "You don't know what kind of spirit you are of. The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save." The Bible tells us, Yahweh God does not wish for any one person to perish, but for all to repent. The verse I just quoted is taken from 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9.
刚才我读的圣经呢，是来自彼得后书的三章的九节。
When God forbids the third persons to look behind them, would God himself look on people being destroyed? What kind of concept of God you have in your mind?
当那两个天使叫那四个人不要回头望的时候，那神自己会不会喜欢望着那些人被毁灭？在这个你的心目中，神的形象是怎样
的？ I have given you enough time, I'll let you burn. Or God would turn his back and he himself would not look.
但我已经给够足够的时间给你了，我要烧死你。还是神会背着自己都不想看。
It will hurt him too much to look at the destruction of anyone.
要毁灭任何一个人，怎忍心去望？
A similar question can be asked. Would the two destroying angels look on the people being destroyed, or would they also look away?
似的问题就是，那两个执行毁灭的天使，会不会都望着那些人被毁灭，还是会不望呢？
And would our Lord Jesus Christ look on people being destroyed, or would Jesus look away?
主耶稣又点呢？佢会唔会望住啲人被毁灭，还是佢会唔望呢
？Would Abraham look on or look away？
亚伯拉罕又点呢？佢望还是唔望呢
？If given a chance, would you look on others being destroyed or would you look away？
如果俾你一个选择嘅话，你会望还是唔望呢
？My understanding of God and of the Bible is very superficial, but so far my understanding is this: that on the day of destruction.Yahweh God himself would take the lead. He would look away from the destruction of the wicked.
我对圣经的了解咧系好表面，但系到目前为止，我的理解是咁，就喺毁灭当日，Yahweh神佢自己会晒头，佢唔会望住啲恶人被毁灭。
Jesus Christ will look away.
耶稣基督都唔会望。
And all angels will look away.
众天使都会唔望。
Abraham will look away.
亚伯拉罕唔会望。
Everyone who has been changed and share the heart of God will look away.
每一个被神改变咗嘅人都唔会望。
Though in chapter 19:27-29, eventually Abraham woke up the next morning and he did look on the site of destruction. But that was after the destruction. No one was left.
咁喺創世記十九章27-29節，我哋都睇到亞伯拉罕清晨起嚟嘅時候，佢都有望，但係喺毀滅之後，再冇人俾佢見到。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 3.
我哋翻去約翰福音第三章
，starting from verse 16,
十六節
，to verse 18,
至十八節。
Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 16-18.For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
He who believes in Jesus is not judged, but he who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
信他即是耶稣，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
When the Bible says there will be a day of judgment, what does it mean? It means many things.
当圣经讲到有一日系神嘅审判日系咩意思？佢系指好紧好多嘢。
First of all, it means there is a God.
首先佢喺度讲紧有一位神。
The universe doesn't come into existence out of nothing. There is a God.
呢个宇宙咧唔系端端就有嘅，系有一个神嘅。
And this God is the creator of all things.
而呢个神咧就系万物嘅创造主。
And because of this, God is the master of all things.All things are accountable to him.
聖經話係咁咧，神亦都係萬物嘅主宰，萬物都要向佢交代。
It is based on this reason there will be a day of judgment. There will be a day when every person will be raised from the dead and face God's judgment.
基於呢一個因素咧，所以有一日叫做審判日。有一日咧，所有嘅人死咗嘅都要翻生，要站喺神嘅審判台前。
Let me repeat.There will be a day when every person will be raised from the dead to face God's judgment.
让我再讲一次，有一日，每一个人都要从死里复活，去要面对神嘅审判。
And that includes me, and that includes you.
咁系包括我自己，亦都包括你。
Whether you are a believer or a non-believer, you and I will have to give an answer to God as to how we have lived our lives.
不论你系信徒还是非信徒。当日你同我啊，都要向神交代，交代你一生里边系点样运用你嘅一生。
We all we have to answer to God what each of us has done in our lives.
我哋每一个人都要为自己做咗嘅一切向神交代。
And there will be only two outcomes.
结果只系有两个嘅啫。
Either punishment followed by destruction for all the wicked people.
一系咧就系惩罚，接续嚟嘅咧就系毁灭，就系每一个恶人。都要受呢个惩罚，接续嚟嘅咧就系毁灭。
Or eternal life in the kingdom of God for those whom God has changed and are worthy to enter。
又或者系一啲义人，佢哋配得进入天国，佢哋已经被神改变咗。
Everyone who is not worthy to enter God's kingdom will be rejected。
每一个不配进入天国嘅人系会被拒绝。
No matter the degree of evil we have committed, as long as you are not worthy to enter the kingdom of God, you will be rejected. And to be rejected of the kingdom of God means destruction.
不论你嘅作恶去到咩个程度，你唔配进入天国嘅话，你就会被拒诸于门外。入唔到神嘅国嘅意思咧，即系会面对灭亡。
God's judgment, God's decision will be 100% fair.
神嘅裁決咧，係會100% 嘅公道嘅。
Do you believe in a day of judgment?
你相唔相信有審判日咧
？Do you? Who in his right mind in a modern world will believe in a day of judgment? You see?
有邊個喺個現代人啊，即正常嘅現代人咧，會相信呢審判日咧
？Let me phrase my question in a slightly different way.
讓我咧重新再用另一個方式去問同一個問題。
Do you believe in the idea of retribution?
你相唔相信有報應嘅
？I don't mean retribution is the same as the day of judgment.
嗱，報應同審判日係唔同嘅。
But do you believe in the idea of retribution?
但係無論如何，你相唔相信有報應呢回事呢
？The Webster's Dictionary of English defines retribution like this: retribution is the giving out or the receiving of reward or punishment.
Webster 字典咧，報應呢兩個字咧，佢有咁嘅定義。報應咧係賞善罰惡嘅。
Oxford Dictionary defines retribution like this: severe punishment for something seriously wrong that somebody has done。
而牛津字典咧解釋報應咧就係咁。報應咧就係當一個人做咗一啲極之錯誤嘅事之後，而得到一種極度嘅懲罰。
I know of a Chinese idiom.Let me ask Olive to say the Chinese idiom first.
中國有一句俗語，就係惡有惡報，善有善報，若然未報，時辰未到。
You know that Chinese idiom, don't you? Well, let me translate the idiom into English for our English speakers. There will surely be severe punishment for all who do wrong, and there will surely be reward for all who do right. if until now retribution has not yet come, it's only because the time has not yet come. But that time will surely come. That's retribution. Retribution and the day of judgment are not one and the same. Can you see some loopholes? Can some fault with retribution?
兩者是不同的。報應這個觀念，你見不見到有一些的流動呢？
A week ago, in Nice, France, a person drove a lorry and mowed down how many people? 84 dead, all in the name of jihad.
法國有一個人駕著一個大貨車，就在鬧市那裡慘死了八十幾人，傷幾百個，打聖戰的名號。
What is the retribution for the killer? Just by being shot dead by the police?
但是行凶者有什麼報應？是不是就是被警察打死了就是報應呢？
His life is just one life, but he killed 84. Don't you think Yahweh God will judge these terrorists?
他自己就是一條命，但他殺了80多人。 難道你覺得神不會去審判恐怖分子？
Is it fair?
公不公道呢？
Will the judge of all the earth deal justly?
宇宙的審判官會不會很公道地去處理呢？
Therefore, the Bible does not teach retribution merely.
所以呢，聖經的教導呢，唔係單單講報應嘅。
I was disturbed by some news in the USA.
美國有一單新聞令到我好不安。
This is a driver of a school bus.
呢個呢係一個揸學校巴士嘅司機。
Age around 40-some.
大概係40幾歲。
Married with 2 children.
結咗婚，有兩個兒女。
And he has a home, but he has a second house.
他有一個家庭，但是他有另一間屋的。
He somehow renovated the second house into different rooms on ground floor and first floor and some 2-3 rooms in the basement.
他將另外一間屋裝修，樓上有幾個房，地庫有幾個房。
He takes advantage of his occupation as a school bus driver, makes acquaintance with 3 to 4 teenage girls.
他就利用自己是一個學校巴士的司機，就跟幾個少女混熟了。One
by one, kidnaps them.
然後逐一的去綁架他們。And
takes them to this second house, locks them up in different rooms.
然後捉了他們，鎖他們在那一間屋裡，放他們在不同的房間。Imprisoned
them for over 15, 17 years.
將佢哋咧禁固咗15至18年。The
youngest girls when first kidnapped was only 12.
最年輕嗰個被綁架咧，當時係12歲。This
man would rape them one by one, countless of times, over 15, 17 years.
將佢哋逐個咧嚟到強姦，超過咗15至18年啊。Some
girls have gotten pregnant by him. Two has been forced to go for abortions.
有啲少女咧就懷孕啦，有兩個被逼去墮胎。
Two are not allowed to have an abortion and have given birth to 2 boys.
有另外有兩個咧就唔俾佢墮胎，所以就生咗兩個仔。
These 4 girls and the 2 children are never allowed out of that house.
呢4個女仔同埋兩個仔咧唔准出街嘅，唔准踏出。
One day, 17 years later, a girl escapes and reports to the police.
直到17年後，其中一個女仔就逃走了，就報警。
The man is duly arrested, tried.
這個男人最終是被捕，受審。
Due to the sensitivity of the case, 3 of the 4 girls refused to witness against the man in court.
因為呢件案件咧好敏感啦，啲少女當時仲年幼，咁其中幾個咧就唔願意出庭作證嘅。But
one brave girl appears in court, and I saw her on TV.
但係其中一個好勇敢就出庭作證，我就喺電視上見到佢嘅樣。She
is one of those who has given birth to a child and still keeping the child.
佢係其中一個生咗一個仔，湊緊呢個仔。
She said to the man, Today, I can look at you eye to eye.
他就跟這個男人說，今天我能夠面對面地盯著你。
I have said to myself before, you can harm my body, but you cannot destroy me.
他說我曾經對自己這樣說過。 佢話：你可以傷害我身體，但你唔可以毀滅我。
Now you are caught, you'll be imprisoned all your life. But I wish you would rot in hell.
嗱，現在咧你係被捕啦，你會終身嘅坐監。但我但願啊，你會喺地獄嗰度受煎熬。
But I will live on. You have not destroyed me.
但係我咧就會繼續生存落去。你冇毀滅到我。
What a brave girl.
這個是多麼勇敢的女孩。
What a strong survivor.
這個是多麼堅強的一個生還者。
But then, one week later, I hear from the news again.
但是一個星期之後，我又再看到新聞。
You know what happened to the man?
你知不知道那個男人怎樣？
Do you think he is suffering in prison?
你會覺得他在監獄裡面當然是受很多折磨。
He commits suicide. He's been sentenced to life, but he commits suicide.
被判終身監禁，但佢自殺。
So what's the retribution for this man?
咁呢個人有咩報應
？Will the judge of all the earth not deal justly?
咁呢個宇宙嘅創造主審判官，唔通佢唔會施行公正咩
？Or maybe if he's the resident in China today, people would put a bullet in his head.
如果佢喺中國嘅話咧，佢馬上係槍斃。
Have you seen criminal being taken to the place of execution in China?
你有冇見過喺中國裏啲犯人被捉去槍斃嘅情況
？Do they look remorseful, very sad? Do they look they are afraid?
係佢個樣會唔會覺得好後悔啊？佢哋會唔會覺得唉好驚咁啊個樣
？Ask you to kneel down, boom.
佢就叫你跪低一槍。
Well, he thinks to himself, once I'm gone forever. I won't have to face any more consequences.
我唔，嗰個人咧可能以為，我死咗咪死咗咯，需要再面對任何嘅結果。
And what happens to all those people these wicked people have hurt? What is justice?
至於嗰啲惡人所傷害嘅人，咁佢哋又會點？咁公理喺邊一度咧
？Would the judge of all the earth not deal justly?
難道宇宙嘅創造主審判官唔會公平嘅處理咩？
So I have defined the day of judgment for you. The day of judgment is not one and the same with retribution. The day of judgment means that there will be a day when God Himself will judge all of us.
所以咧，我剛才咧就為大家定義咗審判日係咩意思。審判日同報應係唔同嘅。審判日嘅意思就係終有一日。神作為呢一個審判官，佢會審判每一個人。
God will cause every human being to be raised from the dead in order to face judgment.
神會叫到每一個人從死裏復活，好等每一個人都受審判。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 49 to 50.
請大家翻去馬太福音十三章四十九至到五十節。
And so it will be at the end of the age, the angel shall come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来，从义人中把那恶人分别出来，丢在火湖里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
So、God Himself will separate the good from the bad.
神會親自咧將惡人義人分別出嚟。
Let's also read the same chapter, verses 41 to 43.
我哋又繼續睇埋四十一至到四十三節。
The Son of Man will send forth His angels, and they will gather out of His kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness.And will cast them into the furnace of fire. In that place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.
人子要差遣天使，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来，丢在火湖里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。那时。義人在他們父的國裏要發出光來，像太陽一樣，有耳可聽的就應當聽。
God has set a day when all will face His judgment.
神定咗一日，嗰日每一個人都要受審。
And God's judgment will be fair.
而神嘅審判係公正嘅。
God will follow one simple principle when he separates the righteous from the wicked.
当神要去将恶人义人分开的时候，他会基于一个的标准。
He won't ask whether you have been baptized or have not been baptized.
他呢就唔系问你你洗咗礼未啊。
He won't ask which church you have joined.
他亦都唔会问你参加咗边个教会。
A big church or a small church.
大教会定小教会啊。
He won't even ask whether you believe in the right doctrine or the wrong doctrine.
他亦都根本都唔会问你信嘅教义正唔正确。
The principle is this: more is given, more is required.
审判嘅标准系咁。向谁多给就向谁多取。
When a person has received more from God, more will be required of him on that day.
一个人从神嗰度得到越多，佢被要求嘅就会越多。
Based on this principle, believers will face God's judgment first, and then the rest of the world.
基于呢个审判嘅标准啊，所以信徒咧系会先被审。
The Son of Man, that is Jesus Christ, will send out his angels. And what will the angels do? The angels will gather out of the kingdom of God all those who belong to the kingdom of God but do evil.
难道我们没看到41节这里说吗？这里说的人子就是耶稣，耶稣就要差遣使者，将一切他们做什么呢？就把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他的国里面挑出来。
Elsewhere, the Lord Jesus said this: Many people are called, but few are chosen.
主耶稣在另外一处讲到，很多人都是被呼召，但是很少人是被选上。
In the Bible, the word called means the preaching of the gospel. Many have heard the preaching of the gospel.
在圣经来讲，呼召这个字的意思就是说传福音的意思，很多人被呼召，意思就是说很多人都听到福音。
Many have even responded to the gospel and become believers. Among the many who have responded to the gospel, few are chosen.
有很多甚至是回应了，信了，但是在这一班向福音回应的人当中，只是一小部分是得救。
I have just quoted from Matthew 22 in verse 14, and the parable of the marriage feast.
刚才我讲的圣经是来自马太福音22:13，婚宴的比喻。
All those people who have responded to the gospel are described as those who responded to God's invitation to attend his wedding party.
那些向福音回应了的人呢，就好比去一个婚宴，人家去请饮，一些接受了邀请一样。
There are people who attend the wedding feast without wearing wedding garments.Although they have reached the wedding banquet, they are rejected and kicked out.
咁喺嗰个比喻系讲到参加呢个婚宴嘅人啦，应邀啦，但系咧，其中有一啲人咧系冇穿礼服噶。虽然佢哋入咗去啦，但系结果咧都被踢出去，赶出去。
People have no wedding garment symbolizes their lives, their character, their thinking have not been transformed.
冇著禮服，個意思咧，即係話呢一班人信咗之後，佢哋嘅思想、行為、態度都冇改變。
Jesus Christ said to them, "I don't know you."
主耶穌同佢哋講：我不認識你。
Look at your attitude.
你睇下你嘅態度。
Look at your character.
你睇下你嘅性情。
You're not like Abraham.
你都唔似亞伯拉罕。
You're not like Jesus Christ.
你唔似耶穌基督。
Your attitude towards others are not like God.
你對人嗰種態度唔似神。
You are rejected because you are unworthy to receive eternal life.
被拒絕是因為你不配得去承受永生。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10.
我們回去哥倫多後書5:10。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10.
哥倫多後書5:10。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.So that each person may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫各人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Let's note the word we, all, referring to Christians.
留意一下第十节讲嘅我们众人，我们系讲紧基督徒。
The standard of judgment is based on what you, what I have done in our lives.
审判的标准就是按照你和我的，我们今生所做的。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 to 18.
请翻去彼得前书第四章十七至十八节。
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 to 18.
彼得前书第四章十七至十八节。
For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous people is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner?
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手，若是先从我们起手，那不顺从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？若是义人仅仅得救，那不虔敬和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？
God's judgment will begin first with believers and then the rest of the world, because more has been given to the believers.
我们看到神的审判是从神的家，即是信徒开始，因为信徒从神那里得到更多。
The rest of the world had received less warnings from God.
世人呢，他们从神那里得到的是相对少点。
Will not the judge of all the earth deal justly?
难道宇宙的审判官不会公平地去处理事情？
The book of Hebrews chapter 10.
我们回去希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 27.
希伯来书第十章26至27节。
For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury of a fire which will consume the adversaries.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了，唯有占据等候审判和那消灭众敌人的烈火。
Notice the word we, that is referring to Christians, true Christians.
因为我们，留意我们，我们是讲紧基督徒，真正的基督徒。
Let's also read verse 30 and 31.
我们继续看完30、31节。
For we know him, that is we know God, for we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, and again, Yahweh will judge his people.
因为我们知道谁，谁即是神呢？因为我们知道谁说深冤在我，我必报应。又说主要审判他的百姓。
His people refers to believers of God.
他的百姓即是信徒啦。
And finally, let us read verse 31.
三十一节。
It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
Let's turn back to the teaching of the Lord Jesus in Gospel of Luke, this time Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章。
Luke 13, starting from verse 23.
路加福音十三章廿三节开始。
Somebody said to Jesus, Lord, are there just a few people who are being saved? And Jesus replied to them,Strive to enter by the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter, but will not be able. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. Then the Lord will answer and say to you, I don't know where you are from. Then you will begin to say, You ate and drank in our presence, and you taught in our streets.But the Lord will say, I tell you, I don't know where you're from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth there when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves being kept out. And they will come from east and west and from north and south and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. But look,Some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last.
23至30节，有一个人问他说，主啊，得救的人少吗？耶稣对众人说，你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去， 卻是不能。及至家主起來關了門，你們站在外面叩門，說：主啊，給我開門。他就回答說：我不認識你們，不曉得你們是哪裡來的。那時你們要說：我們在你面前吃過、喝過，你也在我們的街上教訓過人。他要說：我告訴你們，我便不曉得你們是哪裡來的。你們這一切作惡的人，離開我去吧。你們要看見亞伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和眾先知都在神的國裡，你們卻被趕到外面，在那裡必要哀哭切齒了。從東、從西、從南、從北，將有人來在神的國裡坐席，只是有在後的將要在前，有在前的將要在後。
Believers will face God's judgment first, and then the rest of the world. And God's judgment, he promises, will be fair.
信徒是会首先面对神的审，然后是世界其他的人。而神也都应承了我们，他的审判是公正的。
Let me repeat, there will be only two outcomes.
让我重复再讲一次，只有两个结局。
For any person who are unworthy of eternal life, there will be punishment followed by destruction.
如果一啲唔配进入天国嘅人，佢哋嘅结局就系惩罚，接住落嚟就系毁灭。
For those who are worthy, whose life has been transformed by God, like Abraham, they will be given eternal life in the kingdom of God.
而嗰啲配得嘅人，佢哋嘅生命系被神改变咗，就好似亚伯拉罕一样。咁佢哋就會承受永生。
God is the judge of all the earth. Will you not deal justly?
難道神作為宇宙嘅審判官，佢唔會公平嘅處理事情咩？
We all, you and I, have been given much as human beings.
你同我作為一個人咧，已經得到咗好多。
Whether you agree or not, we have been given the gift of life.
不论你同意与否，首先我哋系得到生命。
It's not a boring life. It's a life full of opportunities.
呢个系一个充满咗机会嘅生命。
We've all been given freedoms.
除咗得到机会之外，我哋仲得到自由。
We are the only species who have the freedom of choice.
我哋系唯一嘅一个种类咧，系可以有自由意志。
Are you not free this morning to think this, not to think that?
你今朝早上起嚟，你唔係有一種自由可以去咁樣諗嘢，或者諗呢樣嘢，或者諗嗰樣咩
？Am I not free this morning to behave one way or not the other way？
難道今朝早上我唔係有一種自由可以咁樣做嘢，或者咁樣做嘢咩
？Is there anyone in the church forcing you to become believers？ Do you have the freedom to choose？
喺教會裏邊唔通有人監你信咩？你唔難道唔係有自由去選擇咩？
But with freedoms, we've also been given responsibilities.
但係俾咗自由我哋，我哋亦都係俾咗責任我哋。
Besides freedom and responsibility, we've also been given a conscience. We are the only species have a conscience inside, a very sensitive sensor inside of us.
除咗自由同埋機會之外，我哋亦都係得到良心。我哋係唯一一個品種啊！是被賜予良心在我們的裡面是一個很敏感的一個感應器
A very reliable sensor
是一個很可靠的感應器
But a very gentle sensor
但是也是一個很溫柔的感應器
If you use your freedom to shut out the voice of your conscience, you can
如果你想運用你的自由去叫你的良心不要吵呢你可以的
Besides our conscience, we also have laws in every country
除了我們的良心之外，在每一個國家都有法律。
And we in this church also have good teaching from the Bible.
在教會裡面，你還會得到教導。
So we all have been given a lot, haven't we?
所以我們每個人都得到很多的。
Remember, with the freedoms you have comes responsibility. You will have to answer for it on that day.
大家記住，你有自由。你亦都有義務責任喺當日審判日，你必須要交代清楚。
On that day, those who choose to reject God will be rejected.
到嗰日，嗰啲選擇拒絕神嘅人，佢哋都會將被拒絕。
Is that fair? Is it right? Will not the judge of all the earth deal justly?
難道咁樣唔係公道咩？難道宇宙嘅審判官唔會公平嘅處理事情咩？
if you choose not to have God in your life, well, he's given you to live 80 years, 90 years, is that enough? 100 years, is that enough?
你得到这个生命，可能你活了几十年、八十年、九十年、一百年，到尾呢？
You are free to choose. Who is forcing you to believe?
你的确是有自由，谁会逼你去信？
Who is forcing you to come to church?
谁逼你来教会？
No one in this church will force you to be baptized.
这个教会都不会逼你去受洗的。
You are free to choose, and you will answer for it.
你有自由去选择，而你亦都要为到自己嘅选择去交代。
There are only two outcomes.
人只有两个结局。
Those who choose to reject God will be rejected.
嗰啲选择咗去拒绝神嘅，佢哋都会将被拒绝。
You will have lived a full life when you die.
你今生已经活得好丰富啦。
But only on that day, you have to face Him and give an answer for all you have done.
唯有到当日，你必要喺佢面前去交代你所做嘅一切。
Depending on how much bad things you have done before you are destroyed.
唔好在乎你今生里边做咗几多恶事啦，你都会按住你所行嘅受到呢个惩罚。
Eternal life in the kingdom of God is something too high, too beautiful, too good for you. You're not worthy for it.
呢个永生啊，系一件好美丽嘅事情，对你嚟讲系太美丽啦，你系唔配得嘅。
You've chosen not to have it, you won't have it.
如果你选择咗唔要，你就唔会得到。The
second outcome is eternal life in the kingdom of God.
第二个结局就系喺神嘅国里边承受永生。
Those who respond to the gospel and believe in God, each one will go through a long process of preparation during this life.
嗰啲接受咗福音去相信神嘅人，每一个嘅信徒咧喺今生里边，佢哋都要经过一个好漫长嘅预备过程。
Don't ever think that by responding to the gospel and receive baptism, you will get to heaven automatically.
你千祈唔好以为啊，你受咗洗啊，信咗咧，你就自动咧就上天堂啦。
Our Heavenly Father, your God, will prepare you, each one, for eternal life in God's kingdom.
你的天父，你的创造主，他必定在今生会预备你去进入天国。
That's why every true believer goes through many tests in their lives.
正因为这样，每一个真正的信徒在今生都要经过很多的磨练。
Unspeakable trials and suffering.
是说话形容不了的试炼。
If a so-called believer who has never had any testing or suffering, you may as well doubt whether you are a true believer.
如果一个信徒从来没有试过受苦、没有试过受磨练的话，你应该去怀疑一下，你是不是一个真的信徒。
And if you are a child of God and you're going through very, very hard time, it only proves your Heavenly Father is preparing you for heaven.
如果你是一个神的儿女，而你正正是经过紧一啲好艰难嘅日子咧，咁你又可以安心，神系准备紧你。
Because although you're a believer, if you're not changed, you're not like Abraham, you're not like Jesus, you're not worthy for eternal life. Don't you understand?
假如你系一个信徒，但系你并唔似亚伯拉罕，又唔似耶稣基督嘅话，你根本就唔似一个信徒，你明唔明白咧？
So, do you do good or do you do evil?
你究竟是行恶定是行善？
Are you selfish or are you concerned for others?
你是自私的还是关心别人的？
Do you think always of yourself or do you think of mankind?
你时时是想自己还是想全人类？
Do you seek things of lasting value or do you live only for yourself?
你有没有寻求一些有永恒价值的事呢？还是你只是为自己而……
Do you live only for the present?
还是你只是为今生而活呢？
Are you worthy for eternal life in the kingdom of God?
你究竟配不配得承受永生进入神的国呢？
In closing, I ask three questions.
在结束之前，我想问三个问题。
What will it be like if you are allowed to enter eternal life in the kingdom of God?
如果你是被神接纳，可以进入神的国，承受永生的话，你想不想象到永生是怎样呢？
We must imagine, what will it be like on that day when we are worthy to enter eternal life?
我哋一定要想象，想象一下当日我哋被接受入天国嘅时候系咩嘅情景。
When we will be in the company of beautiful people，
到时咧，我哋可以同一啲其他好美丽嘅人一齐嘅相处。
People like Abraham，
就好似亚伯拉罕。
People like Jesus Christ，
又好似耶稣基督。
And most of all， our heavenly Father Yahweh。
而更重要嘅就系我哋能够同我哋嘅天父耶和神一齐。
Second question，
第二条问题。
What will it be like if you are rejected？
如果你系被拒绝嘅话，又会系咩嘅情景呢
？We'll just try to imagine what it will be like if we are counted in。What will it be like if we are kept out？
刚才我就话我哋想象一下，如果我哋被接纳系一个咩情景？但如果我哋被拒诸门外嘅话，又会系咩一个情景
？To face God's punishment and final destruction is bad enough。
要去面对神的审判和惩罚毁灭呢是已经够糟糕的了。
The worst part is not punishment and destruction。
最糟糕的一个部分呢就不是毁灭。
But the worst part is this。
但最糟糕的是
When on that day you know how beautiful God is。
到当日你已经见到神是几咁美丽。
And how beautiful the people of God are。
而属神的人又是几咁嘅美丽。
Abraham, Jesus,
亚伯拉罕，耶稣
，and all those have gone before us。
仲有我哋好多嘅行喺我哋前面嘅人。
People who are not selfish，
就系嗰啲唔自私嘅人。
People who pray for the rest of mankind，
嗰啲为全人类去祈求嘅人。
And you are left out，
但系唯有你系被拒诸门外。
You'll be too late，
到时已经太迟啦。
That's why Jesus has warned in the gospel there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth。
所以耶稣喺一福音书里边讲过，喺当日会有哀哭切齿。
Oh, if this is that good, why didn't I? Why didn't I?
当时嘅人嘅心情就系、是，早知系咁好啊，点解？点解我嗰时唔去接受
？Final question。
最后一条问题。
On a day of destruction。How would God feel about the people being destroyed?
在审判毁灭的当日，神他又会怎么想
呢？ The answer is, I don't know.
个答案就是我不知道。
It's too profound. It's so profound that it touches the depth of God's heart.
对我来说是太想象不到了。这个是一个很深奥的事情，因为是碰到神的内心的深处。
How would God feel when countless people being destroyed? I don't know.
当佢见到无数嘅人要被毁灭嘅时候，神嘅心情系点样？我唔知道，我亦都描写唔到。
I only know on that day, my God will choose to turn his back and look away.
我只系知道喺嗰日，我哋嘅神一定系会选择唔望。
And I think all the angels will look away.
我都相信所有嘅天使都会唔望。
And finally, when all is done,
而最后呢啲一切都结束之后
，Our God will make a new heaven and a new earth.
我哋嘅神就会做一个新天新地
，where righteousness dwells.
就系俾嗰啲公义义人居住嘅地方。
May God bless His word.
愿神祝福佢自己嘅说话。